We see people who want to perform, who are motivated, but they just struggle because they don't know anymore how to handle that amount of transformation the way it's managed today. If you do these four things, I promise you, you will transform fast and you will get to the benefits of transformation at the end of the day. Hello and welcome to today's Lightwolf podcast, your podcast for leading with impact. Today, we are talking about one of the most important questions of our time. Why so many transformations fail, and what you can do differently to make your transformations succeed. After more than 30 years in leadership roles in big corporates, in 5 different industries, having led small teams of 12 and big teams of 12,000 people, and now having spent 12 years as an entrepreneur, advising on strategy and teams and leadership, I've come to see that there are quite a number of bad reasons to change a strategy, and exactly 3 good reasons, that indicate a change in strategy. When your customer needs change, it's a good reason to review your business strategy. When your competitive environment is changing, maybe you get an additional competitor, or maybe the existing competitors improve their products and increase competitive intensity. That is a second reason to indicate a reason to review your strategy. And the third reason is change in technology in your market. If technology changes, that's another good reason to at least review your business strategy. And particularly if all 3 reasons apply at once, then it's high time to review. It's also high time to transform, because you often need to transform processes, systems, organizations, structures, ways of working in order to make your new strategy succeed in the marketplace. Now, since particularly technology has changed faster than ever in the last decade, maybe you find yourself agreeing with the fact that in the last decade you might have had more transformation than in the decade before. If so, you're not alone. And here are 2 striking facts on transformation. Both are about acceleration of change. First, let's zoom back to 20 years that happened from 1995 until round about 2015. In these 20 years, the term VUCA world has been coined. Initially shaped and felt with content in the military world, the VUCA world stands for volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous. VUCA. And in a German business magazine called Handelsblatt, in April 2016, I was made aware of a study that found that between 1995 and 2015, the number of decisions that you and I have taken in 1 hour increased 4-fold. So I described this as decision density increased 4-fold. Yeah? So you and I in 2015 took 4 times as many decisions in any hour as you and I would have taken 20 years prior in the same role. 4 times more decisions per hour in 20 years. Now, in the last 10 years, this change further accelerated. In a study just published by McKinsey this morning, I found out that McKinsey observed another 5-fold increase in the number of transformations per year, from 2 per year 10 years ago to 10 per year in this calendar year. So 10 transformations in 1 year, perceived by many people, 5 times more than 10 years ago. So 5 times the number of transformations in just 10 years. So in a nutshell, there are more and more transformations at ever shorter intervals. Now, another striking learning, according to consistent findings from both McKinsey and the Boston Consulting Group, approximately 70% of all transformations fail. And they always fail due to the same two factors: change and leadership. More specifically, the first reason why so many transformations do not succeed is in change management. Either there is no change management at all accompanying the transformation, or it is inconsistent, or it is not completed. The result of which is overwork, overload, excessive demands, people feeling left alone, projects not completed, little or no effect on business growth. One own example, when in my first employer, a very strong, very successful global consumer goods company with an American DNA, changed the business model from local profit responsibility into regional profit responsibility. In our first year, we were in big trouble. We really tanked. One of the reasons was that we didn't really have completely aligned goals between local and regional organizations. Only in year two, when we started aligning the goals much more than before, that's when we started to see growth. And as of year three, we really took off. So it worked. It was a successful transformation in many ways. But the beginning was tough. And in the beginning, there was not much change management done the way maybe it should be. And the second is no leadership transformation. More and more work instead of smart simplification. Pressure instead of trust. Fear instead of psychological safety. And it's long proven now that psychological safety is a strong performance driver in any organizations. Many organizations now are stuck in what I call change fatigue. People are getting exhausted. They are tired. Too many programs, too little clarity. The result? Cynicism, inner resignation, and not because people don't want to, but because they can't deliver anymore. That's really a striking and very positive finding across many of our clients. We served more than 190 companies in the last years. And across the board, we see people who want to perform, who are motivated, but they just struggle because they don't know anymore how to handle that amount of transformation the way it's managed today. Now, that was the analysis of the problem and the task at hand. Let's now swap the chapter and get into solutions. I would like to share with you four simple tricks and tips how you can make your own transformation successful. Tip number one, communicate the meaning of change with a clear why. Why is the transformation you're suggesting right and necessary for your customers, for your company, and for every individual in your organization? Once employees understand why the transformation is necessary and right, it's so much easier for them to check in and lead the transformation themselves. And keep in mind, particularly in uncertain times like now, people might want security, but you cannot give them security. You can give them clarity, though. And that's what we should focus on. Clarity on why are we doing this? What specifically is going to change? What is going to stay the same? These points of clarification are incredibly powerful. And a strong why can sustain any how. So give people a strong why. My second suggestion: whenever I saw transformations work, there were strong role models of the change. So be this role model yourself. Adopt and exemplify a positive attitude to the transformation yourself. Show that you're willing to change yourself. show vulnerability, share your own personal experiences, maybe how you struggled in a previous experience, and how you deal with challenges and opportunities. Dare to be human. Dare to share how you sometimes found transformation a challenge. Tip number three, develop and empower. Pressure creates short-term movement. Development creates sustainable performance improvement. Talk about mistakes. Encourage disagreement. Share learning. Make uncertainty discussable. Practice the new behavior in a safe learning environment. And this tip number three about developing and empowering your people, enabling your people, has three different legs in itself. And I call them 70, 20, 10. 70% of development, of empowerment, of enablement happens on the job. So when you lead a transformation, please make sure that everyone in your team has the right work. Work that is not only necessary to fulfill your business goals, but also the right work that forces the people who do the work to transform themselves, to develop themselves while doing the work. 20% is your coaching on the job. So no matter whether you are a first-time leader, a middle manager, or you're a member of a C-suite, one key element of leading others is coaching. So help your people learn by coaching them so that you help them to help themselves. Coaching on the job. That's 20% of the enablement and empowerment work you can do as a leader. And the last 10% happens off the job. Trainings, well-designed, tailor-made trainings that are really serving the purpose, that help you grow the business, and that are full of practical experience rather than just general theory. And maybe also off-the-job coaching, individual coaching, group coaching, when that's what's needed to help your people grow in order to master the transformation. So that's point number three, develop and empower. And point number four, measure, learn, adapt. The last of the four cornerstones of a successful transformation has to do with measuring, observing, learning, adapting and improving on the run. Set measurable goals for your steps of your transformation journey. It might be qualitative goals, maybe sometimes it's quantitative goals, but set your goals so that people see what good looks like, that people can experience what improvement looks like, and then observe it, track the progress, discuss the progress, learn together, and then adapt quickly in an agile manner. Fail fast, learn fast, adapt. So that's tip number four. In a nutshell, four experiences I'd like to share with you so that your transformations succeed. One, communicate the purpose of the change with a clear, strong why. Two, be a role model for the transformation you want to lead. Three, develop, enable, and empower your people. And four, measure, learn, adapt with an agile leadership attitude. If you do these four things, I promise you, you will have a good time, you will transform fast, and you will get to the benefits of transformation at the end of the day. That's the end of today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you took a little bit of insight, maybe one little nugget for you that's useful. If you liked today's episode, please do me a favor. Take out your smartphone, look at your podcast streaming app, likely it's Spotify, press your star rating now. That would be highly appreciated to help us be visible to more leaders who, like you, are investing into becoming the best version of yourself. Thank you very much for your time and see you next week.